Okay, guys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. So tonight, what kind of story do you want?
A duck story.
A duck story?
A dinosaur story.
I thought we were doing a fish story.
No, a duck one.
A duck story?
A duck story.
No,
a
duck who hunts a fish.
I have, here. Once upon a time, there was a duck, and his name was Harry. And Harry lived on a lake up in the mountains. And Harry was the king of the lake. All the other ducks, they wanted to be like Harry. Harry, he knew how to have fun. He knew how to hunt fish. He knew how to protect himself from danger. And especially he knew that when the hunters were coming, he knew how to stay clear from the hunters. And he taught even duck classes on how to avoid the hunters. And all the ducks, they liked Harry. Well, one day, Harry, he was traveling along and he was doing some hunting. He was looking for a fish. And he was really hungry, and he spotted a fish under the water. And the ducks always kind of get right on top of them. And then, have you ever seen them? They dive underneath, and they try to get a fish.
Yeah, it looks funny.
Well, he did that. He dove underneath and tried to get a fish, and he kept missing this fish. And the fish just looked at him and smiled, like, "You can't get me." And this made Harry really, really mad. And so Harry, he kept following that fish around, and the fish was just playing with him. The fish would swim a little ahead of him, and then the fish would stop and wait for Harry to catch up, and Harry would get him right in his sights, and he would dive down under the water to get the fish, and the fish would just dart straight down and miss him, and then the fish would come back up, and the fish would just smile and laugh and shake his head and say, "Na, na, 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 na." Of course, Harry the duck couldn't hear him say na 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 or na 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 boo boo. Couldn't hear him say that, but Harry knew that's what he was saying. And so the fish was being very frustrating to Harry, and all Harry could think about was that fish. And how he wanted to get that fish. And for about an hour, they were doing this. Harry was trying to get the fish, and the fish was saying, "Na na na boo boo." Well, meanwhile, there was hunters that were coming. And Harry wasn't watching for the hunters. And the hunters, they even got out on a boat. And Harry was too busy trying to hunt his fish. And the hunters came out. And the hunters, they got close to Harry. And then Harry looked, and he saw the hunters, and he panicked. And he did the thing that ducks should never do when they're being hunted. He flew up and tried to get away. And when he flew up, the hunters shot, and they shot him. And he fell down into the water, and then one of the dogs came out and grabbed him and took him right to the boat. And then the hunters, they were really happy because they got themselves a nice duck. So the hunters went home and they got the duck all ready, and he was ready to go on the grill, on the smoker grill. And they made some nice orange sauce, some duck with orange sauce. And they smoked the duck up. And there was three little boys that had never eaten duck before. And they decided that they were going to try it. And they all got around the table. And the dad got them some pieces of duck meat. And they gobbled it down. The little one, he said he didn't really like the duck meat. He liked the orange sauce, though. The oldest one, he liked the duck meat, but he didn't like the orange sauce. And the middle one, he liked it all. And he and the other boys said, "Hey, Dad, can we go duck hunting tomorrow again?" The end. Good story?
Yeah. Funny story.
Huh. I thought you didn't like it when the hero got it at the end.
No, I only like it when it's funny at the end.
Oh, okay. All right, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for these boys. I pray that you'd help them all to have a really good night's sleep. I pray that you'd help them to be healthy. I pray that you would just help them to grow up to love you with all of their hearts. I pray that you would use them in a great and mighty way. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.